Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
It is Michael Kelly. Amy Mark scores alongside of you, and we are excited to welcome in Mike Mills, the former bassist for REM, to talk about an incredible collaboration with the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra, REM Explored. It's Friday, April 5th at the Stiefel Theater, and the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra will explore some of the greatest hits of REM. Mike, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, I love the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra and, of course, all the classic songs of REM. I imagine it's fun to see your work revisited like this.
It's a real treat to see how other people's imaginations might look at the work we did. That was half the fun of getting these arrangers and telling them to use their imagination and have some fun with it and not just make regular symphonic versions of an existing song.
Absolutely. Have you done this with other symphonies across the country?
Yes, I think this is the the fifth performance of the REM Explored show.
Okay, and here's something that I think is important, and I can only imagine that people will sing because the concert doesn't feature vocalists. Do people behave themselves, or is there always that one person that can't help himself or help herself and has to sing along?
Well, if you can sing over a symphony, more power to you. The songs are a little bit deconstructed. You know, they're not just verse chorus like they are on the record. There's a lot of deviation and imagination going into these. So, but of course, if anyone recognizes something and cares to sing along, that is not a problem.
Now, are you playing the bass guitar when you are doing this, or are you the only one who's plugged in?
The rock band is not playing in the first half with the symphony. That is purely the incredible St. Louis Symphony doing these symphonic versions of the songs. In the second part of the show, which is the concerto, then we have I'm out there playing bass, guitar, and piano, and Bobby's on violin. Bobby McDuffie's on violin, and then we have the rock band playing as well.
Wow. Does going out with symphonies and entertaining audiences, does it get the juices flowing again? Do you want to get back at it, or are you kind of just ready to continue to explore this part of your creative adventure?
Well, let's just say the juices are flowing because it's absolutely terrifying. you want to get out there. You know, the people that go to see the symphony generally have a pretty good idea of what they like and what's good and what isn't. So, you know, you have to be on top of your game when you're going to be playing with these players and for this audience. So, it scratches all the itches for sure.
And it's got to be a little bit different. The symphony audience usually dresses a little bit nicer, sits down, pays attention, claps politely. Not necessarily a typical REM crowd. That's got to be a unique experience.
Well, it is unique, but I do also make it clear, I will do a little speech beforehand that says this is not, strictly speaking, a classical evening. And as a result, we are not bound by the usual restrictions on behavior that one finds at a purely classical event. So, yeah, the audience is encouraged to participate and yell and scream and clap and whatever they like to do.
Have you had any, like, the lighters? Because I imagine there aren't always lighters at a symphonic performance, but here there could be.
If somebody wanted to whip out a bunch of cell phones and wave them around, that's always fine. I haven't seen that yet, but it's never too late.
You mentioned that it was terrifying playing in this stage compared to the typical like rock concert. How does this compare in your career of all the different venues you've played, the different music, and now this? How would you explain how you feel in this scenario versus the others?
Honestly, I feel a little more exposed. Because normally when you're up there with the rock band, you've got the PA and the loud guitars and all this stuff blasting out at the audience. This is a little more, there's a little less room for errors, I would say. You really have to be on top of your game. You really have to be precise and pay attention to what you're doing and still try to have fun at the same time. So it's a balancing act.
Mike, you obviously are well known for being a bass guitar player, but when you were growing up, did you play any other instruments that we might find in the symphony? And will you be hopping behind any other instrument other than the bass guitar?
Yes, I do. The second movement, I'm actually at the piano with the bass guitar. It's a little bit awkward, but it's the way that I wrote it, because part of the song requires piano and part of the song requires a bass. So I just sit on the bench and do them both at the same time. And then there's one song we do night swimming in the concerto, so I'm at the piano for that. And then there is one song where I play guitar throughout because that's what I wrote it on.
Were you, your musical inspirations or background, was any of that orchestral music?
Yes, absolutely. I grew up with a lot of classical music. My father was a dramatic tenor. He sang with Robert Shaw and the Atlanta Singers. And there was always a lot of classical music playing in the house. So I was, it's not like I was extremely well versed in it, mm-hmm. but I was not unfamiliar with it either. And so when Bobby asked me to write the concerto, I knew it would be a challenge, but I figured it was something I could really pull off.
Did you start playing music by playing like the typical piano, classical piano lessons or classical guitar lessons?
I did. I had an excellent teacher from Wesleyan University in Macon, Georgia, and she got me going on the piano. And then the thing is, once you learn the piano, you can probably teach yourself almost any other instrument. And that's what I did. Once I got some piano training down, I just started working on the bass and the guitar and whatever else was lying around.
Okay, so it's called REM Explored. It's on Friday, April the 5th, 2024 at 7:30 p.m. right here at the Stiefel Theater in downtown St. Louis. It's a beautiful place. You're going to love this theater, Mike.
I'm very excited, yeah.
Yeah, and you're going to be playing with one of the best orchestras in the country. I have to ask because somebody wants to know, like me, is there a chance we'll ever see you playing as a group again, the music in the non-symphonic way?
You won't see REM playing again. I think we're actually kind of happy to be the one band that broke up and meant it. And we're all very happy doing our different projects. And, we're still friends. We still have dinners together. And some of us play music together. But we just won't be playing together as REM.
What is it like to knowing that your music is still, there are still younger generations who aren't there for the first tours, but who are listening to the music, covering the music, and appreciating it? I know that has to mean something when you are an artist and knowing that it's transcending even the time in which it was created.
Thank you for saying so. The best music has a timeless quality to it. And, we were very, very popular for a while, and then we sort of weren't for a little while, and now we're getting a little popular again. So it's really nice when when a younger generation rediscovers or discovers for themselves the music that you spent so much time making, and they like it and they enjoy playing it. It's very gratifying.
I know. I apologize in advance for this question because it's like when someone's like, what's your favorite movie or your favorite color? And it feels so trite or it's hard to say. Is there a moment in your career, a venue, a concert that stands out of everything that you've done, all the concerts you've performed in, that just stands out to you as just a seminal moment?
Well, no, you could never pick one. I don't know anybody that was in the business for as long as we were that could pick one. I could throw three at you and say, playing the Olympic Stadium in Athens, Greece was amazing. Playing to, we don't know how many hundred thousand people at Rock in Rio was amazing. Madison Square Garden, opening for the Police at Shea Stadium. Those are the ones that tend to stick in your mind, but we've been very fortunate to have as many as we have.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, this looks like it's going to be an extraordinary night with the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra, REM Explored. It is Friday, April 5th at 7:30 p.m. It is at the Stiefel Theater. For more information, if you're looking to buy tickets, slso.org. And Mike Mills, thank you so much for joining us. We look forward to seeing you on April 5th.
Well, thanks for having me. We're all very psyched for it, and I look forward to seeing you guys too.
All right. Thank you so much, Mike Mills, former bassist for REM. Again, he'll be here in St. Louis at the Stiefel Theater. Tickets at slso.org.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.